everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. It's the middle of September and the weather has changed a bit. It gives more fall vibes, but you know, I am feeling a bit strange. These days are going slower than normal and I feel out of order, like in my life there will be a big change in a positive way. I hope so. I need something to shake the situation. Therefore, I will add some colors to boost my mood today. My dear listeners, yes, colors have various symbolic meanings, and their versatility and fascination with the creative process have inspired many authors to weave these themes into their narratives. But let's take the first step and just begin this episode with the following Italian song. You have just listened to Vivere a Colori by Alessandra Amoroso, which inspired me to choose colors as a possible topic for the podcast. I want to translate what you've just heard. I'll postpone everything until tomorrow. All the airplanes are made of paper. You are my king and I your queen in an eternal room. All the plans are up in the air. Let's get closer to our further dreams. And you know that there is no secret to living in color. This song encourages listeners to seize the day, not put off happiness, and appreciate the full spectrum of life's experiences. Happiness lies in appreciating the colors of life made up of every experience, which give emotions as vibrant as colors in all their shades. However, people live and prefer to live in a monotonous tonality, excluding the various and magnetic colors. Life is like a painting, and you are the artist. You have in your palette all the colors in the spectrum, the same ones available to Michelangelo and Da Vinci. This quote, I hope, will instill in you something that you are your own master, and it's up to you if you want to paint your life only in black and white or choose to get any other from the palette to boost your life from any experience. You can make everything as colorful as you wish. We are artists, we are creative and able to decide what we like or not. But sometimes fears prevent us from following our instincts, which will lead to tasting differently each experience. Following emotions will bring you to paint your life using other colors in the palette. Colors are often linked to our moods. Sometimes we don't think much about colors as an important psychological aspect. We are used to avoid to show our emotions, and therefore we prevent ourselves from living colorfully. Each of us has a favorite color. Red is my favorite color, and as well the color that highlights some parts of my personality and good qualities, such as my passion, my impulsiveness, my energy and sensuality. I wear this color and I feel it, and it's like that it gives me a sort of powerful energy, an attractive force. I used to be called the girl with the red coat when I was a teenager because each fall-winter season I had these bright red coats long till the knees, and I've always felt so wonderful in that red coat, magnetic and energetic that people recognize me from far away. Sorry, I wanted to share these because unconsciously the colors you like are actually what is associated with you the most. Will give a clue to an aspect of our character. The point is that colors hold an immense symbolic and psychological significance, both in the real world and as well in literature. I'll write a post about the meaning of each color in psychology and in literature as well. Now I want to ask you, what do you think when I say colors? Maybe you associate them with art, painting, or drawing. Am I right? Art and literature have always been like a pair of intertwined lovers, because literature is one of the seven arts. Authors have been fascinated by the lives of artists, who have themselves been enthused to bring to life fictional characters through their work. Novels as paintings have the fantastic ability to transcend, and therefore I thought, why not talk about novels in which art is plot-centered? Are you ready? Because the first novel that I want to introduce is actually a collection of short stories called The Matisse Stories, written in 1994 by Antonia Bayat, who draws inspiration from Matisse paintings. It sounded interesting that I put on my wish list. The second novel, published in 1999 and written by Tracy Chevalier, Girl with a Pearl Earring. It's a historical novel inspired by the same name oil painting by the Dutch painter Johannes Vermeer, and it is set in the 17th century in Holland. It follows the story of greed and how that young girl becomes the model of that painting. It was not easy to explain the plot without giving too many hints. It is the story behind the painting fictionalized somehow. I don't even remember in which summer I read it. I think more than a decade ago. In my opinion, it didn't impress me much that I didn't even watch its adaptation. I think taking inspiration to write a novel about the story behind an artwork would not be easy. But maybe I will try as well as a writer. Who knows? As an exercise. Anyway, the next novel is picked by my full reading suggestions list that will be soon released on my blog. The Color Storm by Damien Diben. The story is set in the Renaissance Venice and centered around a great painter called Giorgione Zorzo Barbarelli, who is searching for a new color to make his mark upon history, because he believes that this new pigment has the power to change his fate. A color, the right one, an exquisite one, can turn a good painting into a masterpiece. This quote actually recall what I said at the beginning. You are the painter, and you can decide to turn your life looking for new colors, new experiences that will upgrade your life, seeing it differently and colorfully. I want to conclude this list with two famous novels. First is the winner of the Pulitzer Prize 2014, written by Donna Tartt, The Goldfinch. The story follows the life of a young man, Theo Decker, who at the age of 13 survived an accident that tore his life apart. It is a sweeping story of loss and obsession, which leads the main character to become obsessed with a famous painting, The Goldfinch, by Karel Fabricius. The Dutch Golden Age masterpiece draws him into an underground world of art and philosophy, where he attempts to find hope and optimism. I could not conclude this episode without mentioning the only and most ambiguous novel of Oscar Wilde. Yes, I'm talking about The Picture of Dorian Gray, the timeless classic that tells the story of a young man selling his soul in exchange for eternal youth and beauty. I don't have enough time to talk about it deeply, but when I read it a long time ago, it shook me how the complex relationship between art and morality may lead to think about how society is really driven people to be obsessed by aesthetic, associating beauty to appearance. The story is an exploring journey of the corrupting power of vanity and its consequences. Let's conclude this colorful an artistic episode by giving you a piece of advice. As my blog tagline says, be yourself, be creative. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.